Here's the prayer list for this week. Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. For all those killed by others or by their own hands. Mrs. Chen, Andy Dunnell, Margaret Gardiner, Solavino, Anita Gorecki Sosinki, Budgie Rowe, the bird, Jimmy the cat, Seymour the cat. Dog. Seymour the dog. Job search. Roseanne Barona, Brian and Brandy, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Sarai, Pooja Shaw, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley. Prayers for health and well-being. Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Thitsan Han, Venerable Gyalton, Venerable Cherkee Lama, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. Alejandra, Metra, and Joshua. Jorge Aurelio, Joanna Balcom, Jim Barnes, Luce, and Narcissus Barona. Narcissus Barona Sr., Susie Boehm, Bethy Bullis, Dale Bullis, Yuki Boros, Ken Castello, family of Mrs. Chen, Ian Dale, Ted Domi, Tashi Droma, family of Margaret Gardiner, Mildred Gooch, Tracy Haas Thompson, Christina Harrison, Geraldine Harvey, David Hines, Frank Holt, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Dell and Sue Johnston, Barry Judge, Helen Kasanoff, Adeline Corpy, Nina Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Mary Lojek, Ina Lovelace, R.M., Carolyn and Granger Marley, Wilbert Martin, Martin Massenberg, Elvia Mahian family, Bruce Miller, David Muller, Audrey Murphy, Evan Myrtleland family, Marie Oliver, Jay Pandya, Jamine Pandya, Renee Reyna, Reynolds McClure family, Ann Rivers, James, Rowan, and Teresa Creighton, Ralph Rumley, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Ronnie Schumann and family, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, family of Anita Gorecki Sosinki, Lobsam Tokden, Laura Thompson, Severn, Elian, and their families, Dion Washington, Shay Wokowicki, Margaret Young, Brittany the Maltese, Dora Jane Cadro the pig, Skibo the dog, Spike the cat. Now, if you'd like to join me in praises to the 21 Taras, it's on page 191 in the Gold Prayer Book. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. All my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift, heroic. I fight lightning instantaneous. Sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Three Roars Turbine Lotus. Homage, she whose face combines a 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent, as a thousand star collection, homage golden bloom and lotus, water born in hand adorned, giving effort commisterities, patience meditation her sphere, homage crown of Tathagatas, action shrine without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection, homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with your feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings, homage worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Bama Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses, earth, Gandhavas, Yakshas, homage with their tre impesants, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze, homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she was frowning lotus fist, a witch slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three Jomudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her, homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas, homage she able to summon, all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune, homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments no shining, Amitabha in her hair, sending out much light eternal, homage she with wreath ablaze like, eon ending fire abiding, right stress left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying, homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer, homage happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil, homage she with joy surround, tearing foes' bodies asunder, priestess whom in knowledge mantra, orange mark of the ten letters, homage to day with seed letter, of the shape of syllable whom, by foot stamping shapes the three roads, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya, homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Devalek form, with five spoken Tara and Pate, totally dispelling poise, homage you whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor. Armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels veterans and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon. With life to Tare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, fired by the set of three natures. Jesosos the spirits, yakshas, and raised corpses supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. The prayer benefits is on page 190. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spears, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. Thank you very much. So the next prayer that we'll say when after Geshe-la is seated is the seven limb prayer on page 27. And Donna tells me that we are on LC 52, the Guru's Suchness Qualities, on page 119 in the Blue Retreat Book. He's been talking about this, and then he said that he had to go into great detail or something. So he said, well, time's up. That's where he stopped. Please turn to page 27 in the Gold Prayer Book. And let's chant the seven limb prayer. Gosum gu pe go ne cha se lo ye sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu to me ne sa li to sa che sha ke ma ye wa na turn to page 97 in the Gold Book, 97. We'll start with a short mandala offering and then we'll continue to the next page. Saji Perki Shu
Good evening. Oh yeah. Britney. Yeah, Britney. Britney is the representative of all the animal beings. So just to remind you, okay, just to remind you, the reason behind reciting refuge in bodhicitta prayer beginning of the class, it is traditions, and each time when you give a teachings, then you are supposed to recite refuge in bodhicitta prayer. It is part of the traditions. But most important thing is idea, you know, idea or purpose behind the traditions. So it's true, as a Buddhist, we take refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha till we reach enlightenment, just to benefit, not just to benefit all sentient beings. Oh? This is very, very important while we recite refuge in Buddhist prayer, just to remind ourselves the whole purpose of, you know, studying Guru Puja is to serve other sentient beings. Oh? Serve other sentient beings, benefit other sentient beings, you know, to serve other sentient beings. Oh? So then best service, but of course there are many, many different kinds of service that you can provide, or you can provide, you know, there's many, many different kinds of service, but the best service is, you know, giving Dharma, that's the best, you know, so to, not just, you know, to help to overcome, you know, like temporary difficulties, but, you know, to help that person, you know, to overcome, so like all the difficulties, mainly, you know, a lot of them are related to the mind, our mind, our perception, our mind. Me and all my friends here, so we must try, you know, to gain experiential understanding of refuge in Buddhist prayer, okay? Not just understanding. Experiential understanding of refuge in Buddhist prayer, so. So when we say it, you know, so it means something deep when we say it, you know? So then it's important in order to gain experiential understanding of refuge in Buddhist prayer, it's important to think when we say, think of the meaning, so then that becomes, you know, like analytical meditations, so to motivate all the positive things that we do, such as, you know, giving, living our life with ethics, you know, practicing patience, so on and so forth, you know, that refers to the six perfect practice of six perfections, so. So, you know, dedicate that towards one's own enlightenment, for just to benefit all sentient beings, so it's quite important, you know, it's important. The refuge is the entrance to Buddha Dharma, you know, it's the main entrance of the Buddha Dharma, the refuge is the entrance to, you know, the main interest of the Buddha Dharma. Then having a faith into causality, that's the root of, you know, like future happiness. The root of all the happiness is to having a faith into, you know, actions, one's own actions, what we call karma or causality. Having a conviction, faith in causality is the root of all the happiness. Having a conviction, faith into causality is the root of all the happiness. It's the root of all the happiness. So taking refuge itself is the main entrance to Buddhist path. So there's something important to remember, okay? So when you do your practice at home, so when you say refuge in Buddhist prayer, please take some time and think about the meaning of the refuge in Buddhist prayer and the thing also, the purpose, why we take refuge in Buddhist Dhamma Sangha, take the purpose, huh? And why we dedicate this for one's own enlightenment, huh? So just to benefit all sentient beings, okay? just to remind you. So then where we stopped last, Tendera, you remember?
We were talking about verse 52, page 119, about suchness, the qualities of suchness.
Unobscure, inseparable from the play of simultaneous joy, An obscure, inseparable form of play of simultaneous joy, so this like simultaneous play of simultaneous is called henge. Almost like nature. Pervading everything in motions and at rest. The nature of all things free from being, beginning or end. All good, actual, ultimate bodhicitta. I make request to you. The two types of bodhicitta, conventional bodhicitta, ultimate bodhicitta. Ultimate bodhicitta is bodhicitta that's totally powered by wisdom realizing emptiness. That's what's called ultimate bodhicitta. Conventional bodhicitta is not totally solely powered by wisdom realizing emptiness. It's mainly due to the great compassions, the root cause of bodhicitta is compassion, universal compassion, not just compassions, injection, but great compassion. So, both bodhicitta do need the great compassion. So, great compassion means actually means universal compassion. So, So ultimate bodhicitta is a bodhicitta that's solely supported by wisdom realizing emptiness. So that's what ultimate bodhicitta, conventional bodhicitta, ultimate bodhicitta. So you look at the samsara, so you observe what people are going through, what kind of complication people are going through, physical complication, mental complication, mainly refers to mental complications. That complications, also as specifically, according to Lamrim teaching, specifically refers to the afflicted mind, right? Afflicted mind, klesha, afflicted mind. So because of that afflicted mind means, you know, generally speaking, like disturbing thought, you know, thought, like negative thought towards other people, you know, like negative thoughts, like unhealthy thought about oneself, unhealthy thought about, you know, others, you know, could be beliefs, others believe, other tradition, other culture, other way of life, other way of, you know, other way of life, other lifestyle. You know, now, you know, you see there's a lot of problems occur due to, you know, like secondary level differences, difference of, you know, color, language, like external appearances, language, tradition, culture, belief, you know. There's so many complications occur due to that. Also, then there's other hand, there's so many problems also occur due to our minds, the disturbing thought. So then, you know, you realize how much people are going through. You realize that through. So then, you know, you develop compassion. You know, you develop compassion. So you kind of witness the complications, the problems people are going through. You witness them. Then you, you know, like feel bad. You has sympathize with their difficulties. Then you, you know, develop compassion. So then that compassion, you know, then you, based on that, then you really want to, you know, achieve, you really want to, as a, to achieve enlightenment, to benefit those beings. That's called compassion of bodhicitta, okay? Compassion of bodhicitta. So then other hand, you know, then you're looking at that, you know, samsara as a whole, you're looking at that, you know, everybody's, you know, fundamentally, everybody's kind of confused, you know. All this complication is driven by, or caused by, you know, fundamental confusion, so not knowing, mainly not knowing, what, not having clear idea about self, what is self, what is self. We have some ideas how what is self, but, you know, the self is like, most of the time is like, exaggerated, very much exaggerated. So that's called the root of the, you know, root of the, all the complications. So root of samsara. So that's the first one out of those 12 link. The first one is called ignorance. So then you feel so bad, you know, that because of ignorance, that, you know, all this complication is, you know, happening. So then you develop bodhicitta. So that bodhicitta is totally powered by, is not just witnessing the difficulty they are going through, and just you are like knowing that the root of all these complications is the ignorance. So then you want to, you know, like eliminate that, root that out, you know, from their people, root that out from people's mind stream. So that bodhicitta, then you develop bodhicitta. That bodhicitta is, you know, like solely supported by wisdom, realizing the fundamental confusion is a problem. So then, then eventually, you know, seeing the selflessness. So then, you know, that's like ultimate bodhicitta. Just brief explanation. So. Then let me see if I find the page here. Give me 1 second. Okay. Individual. I did look at home, so I couldn't find the page. Okay, here. I mark 165, actually it's 185. So that's why I'm looking at 65, it's actually 185. She was taken on the tour and she was in the division. Sunjuki kutabi mibo tempo shawa te andana nangje za sanje shawa te wane shawa buzden po sunwa ndibo sunje shawa So I think I did explain this last Wednesday a little bit. Another mistake, so it's like 263. Okay, finally I found the right page. So this section is also called here, what is called, the Guru's Sightness Qualities, Sightness Qualities, so, that's the one, right? So there's no conventional Guru and ultimate Guru, okay? Conventional Guru, ultimate Guru. This one is also has the how to meditate on ultimate guru. You can also call that this another title, how to meditate on ultimate guru. Lama Gunzu, Ngedenji Lama Gunzu, Shejang Sons. How to meditate, or visualize, you know, ultimate guru. Another title, okay. Dinne shibar tobala koyatawa dazi imba danzi, koyatawa dazi imba danzi. In order to understand this section of the Guru Puja, better or deeper understanding of this particular sections requires to find the root cause of samsara. First, it's very important to find out what is the root cause of all the problems. So, it's not the neighbor, it's not the job, it's not the boss, it's not the workplace, it's not the wife, or it's not the husband, or it's not the children, it's not the country, it's not the government policy. According to Buddhism, particularly according to Emperor's teaching, that is the ignorance. What you call self-grasping mind, the mind that grasps on the self, totally projected, does not exist at all, totally projected, and grabbing on that mind, that's called self-grasping. No? Danzi, that's a literally translation of the word danzi, da, self. Jin means, grab, self-grasping mind. Basically, not having any clear idea how to identify self. That's the root of the problem. You know, without using this, technical term, that's how you say, not having clear idea about self. Why is it very important to have clear idea about self? Because right from the beginning, Tambu Ngashin Dala Shen Ju Jin, according to Madhyamaka text composed by Chandrakirti, the root text of the Madhyamaka Avatar text, Tambu Ngashin Dala Shen Ju Jin, right from the beginning they say I. Everybody say I, right from the beginning. Doesn't matter like Asian, American, Tibetan, Indian, doesn't matter, everybody, right from the beginning, everybody say, I want to be happy. I want this, and right from the beginning, everybody have this, that feeling, strong feeling of I. So therefore, it's very, very important to have clear idea about I. It's very important, because right from the beginning, everybody is talking about I. So then after that, not having that clear idea about that, so they say, my. No? Not having a clear idea of I, then there's my, so then there's another problem. Then there's ongoing, I say, Tambu Ngashin Dala Shen Ju Shi So. First we become attached to I, which we does not have any clear idea what's I, but we become so attached, Tambu Ngashin Dala Shen Ju. Then after that, Daki Dishi, then my, my house, my car, my group, my religion, my tradition, my belief, my idea. So minute our identity get involved into anything, when you go to supermarket, they display many things. These are not your things. They're just there, the supermarket. But you are there to buy something. Minute you level something, you pick up something, put in your shopping cart, now that's mine. If somebody grabs that, then there will be problems, Before that, if it's on the shelf, if anybody grabs, you have no problem. It's yours. It's not level, it's mine. The sooner you level, it's mine, then there will be, all kinds of feelings, goes wraps around with that object, whatever the object might be. So maybe, probably better in the shopping center, it's better if somebody grabbed, you can grab another one. So when they get to your house, so then when somebody grab that, so there's more bigger problems, So there's get tighter and tighter and tighter, and like, so you get close, then you look, so then you say, then you pick it up, so then get a little bit close, tight. Because you only level, that's the mind, That's why I say, Because first we become attached to I, therefore it's very important to have clear idea, you know, the object that you become attached, it's important to have clear idea. Otherwise, it's called self-grasping mind. That's the root cause of samsara. No, if you see like outside, you know, a bunch of birds flying around, all of a sudden they all simultaneously poops on the car. If that's your car, it hurts. If it's not your car, it doesn't matter. Because it's not mine. It's not level, it's mine. Then it's okay, you know. So, but you know, someday you feel that. But if it's yours, it gets hurt. That's why it's called mine, you know. That's how level, you know. In order to have this clear, profound understanding of this, you know, ultimate, how to meditate or how to visualize ultimate guru, first we have to have, you know, we have to understand what is the root cause of all the complications, according to entering the teaching, best self-grasping mind, right from the beginning, doesn't require any education. Everybody has this I. So therefore, it's very important to have clear idea what's self. No, it's very important. No? In order to destroy or defeat that self-grasping mind, you need wisdom, the wisdom that understands the true nature of self. What is self? The wisdom that understands what is self. In order to overcome or in order to free oneself from self-grasping mind, you have to have wisdom that understands the true nature of, you know, the self. Sherab de komjiji yala nanda matawa komba shabale tabatulu. So that wisdom, you know, you have to understand how to meditate, not just, you know, how to meditate on emptiness. That's very important, not just word emptiness, but how to meditate on emptiness. There are clear instructions. It's given by Nagarjuna and Chandrakirti, you know, all those texts, and it's given very clear explanation or instructions how to meditate on emptiness, no? Shadow Komjiji Yangla Namba Matawa Komba Shevale Tabatulu. So with that knowledge, what is emptiness and how to meditate on emptiness, you know, to learn all these instructions. So then from there, so then you will learn how to achieve moksha or liberation. So, see, first we have to understand what is the root cause of samsara. So then how to overcome from there, so that requires wisdom that understand what is self, cause the emptiness, and how, the important part here, how to meditate on emptiness, you know. Not just sit there and emptiness. Yeah, you get from benefit seeing the word emptiness. So, I remember that one of the Ganden Chiva, Ganden actually, you know, is the Tushita realms. Ganden, there's one throne. So the Lama Tsongkhapa, that's only in the Gelug tradition. So Lama Tsongkhapa is the first Ganden Chiva. So then after that, now, we have like since from Lama Tsongkhapa, this unbroken lineage holding the throne in the Tushita realms. So now there's 160 something, but still, you know, now still there's every like, there's Ganden Chiva. Ganden refers to Tushita. Lama Tsongkhapa named the monastery, he founded, you know, Ganden Monastery. He named that monastery after Tushita realms. That's the now. So, mm. Mainly there's like dharma activity, there's all there's no party, no? There's all there's dharma there's everybody's practicing dharma, there's no party. Oh there. But it's pure one of kind of pure land. No? So Gandhitiva, no, there's we still have the Gandhitiva, there's now 160 something. So one of the Gandhitiva, he felt very bad, you know, so when he walked around the marketplace in Lhasa. Lhasa? But Kerry, you were there not that long ago, but you know, there's like, there's still that part still exists, the old part, not the new part, old, but like around the Chogang Temple, there's no lot of market. It's been there like probably a couple hundred years it's been like there, so it will be different. So there Gandhitiva anyway, going around and he's asking, like kind of shouting, do anybody have, you know, do anybody sell emptiness? Anybody sell emptiness? He just shouted, anybody sell emptiness? And the people have no idea what he's talking about. So that, but he has point, you know, so he said, those people probably never heard the word emptiness. So I'm going to just let them hear what emptiness, huh? See, so that, but he's not like saying, oh, please pay attention, I'm going to say you some word. That's very sacred word, he's not saying like that. He said, anybody sell emptiness? So everybody hear the word emptiness, you know? Much more skillful way to preach. What do you think? Very skillful way to preach. So he said that he felt very bad that probably those people will never ever hear what emptiness. So see, now reciting our mantra, you know, to our pets, you know, here like Brittany, sleeping. So that, you know, that's benefit. You know, even that's why he's shouting. You know, even just hearing what emptiness, you know, will leave imprint. You know. So then reciting prayer, you know, loud. You can say, oh, nobody's around. You can say, there's all kinds of things around we cannot see. There's all kinds of things around we cannot see, you know. We cannot see. But when you say the prayer loud, you know, when they hear, they get benefit. Okay? So there's emptiness. Maya. Shut up there. So all of you here, so I think this is important part. To learn how to meditate on emptiness. There's not just emptiness, how to meditate on emptiness. So there's clear instructions been given by Chandrakirti and Nagarjuna. Sherabde Kumjiji Yala Namda Matawa Kumba Chevales. Following the instruction very clearly, and you learn how to meditate on emptiness, and from there, then you know how to achieve liberation of moksha. Saying that, please make sure that, you know, all of that doesn't just become mere word. Means, just intellectual understanding. So, here is, make sure it doesn't become like just mere word. Make sure there's like experiential understanding. Well, when you think about that subject, it kind of has moves deep down. No, it's not just, you know, oh, bodhicitta. No, it means nothing. It's just word, bodhicitta, you know. Not like that. But, you know, it means something important. How you say in English, how you say? Experiential understanding? Make sense?
Yes.
Experiential understanding, no. So when you say the word, then you're experiencing something rather than just mere word. You know, exactly, no. When we talk about the chocolate chip cookies from the Whole Food, I do have experiential understanding of chocolate chip cookies, not just mere word. So when people say chocolate chip cookie, I have ideas, you know, how it tastes, how good
it tastes.
how good it tastes. I experience the taste. It's not just mere understanding. It's experiential understanding, but not much beneficial. But not much beneficial, but no, that's experiential understanding, no? No, so... Yeah, when you are very hungry, if you are so hungry, if somebody start talk about momo, then you have like, how you say, watery mouth?
Salivate.
Yeah, so then that's like experience understanding of momo. not very helpful one, but you know. This is, yeah. So like that. Also, some people, you know, when they talk about Bodhicitta, they have goosebumps, tears. That's the experience of understanding. Someone who hears about emptiness, you know, they have like goosebumps, tears. That means they have strong karmic seed. You know, karmic seed, propensity, you know. That's the proper vessel for what Nagarjuna said, like Prasadakita said, oh, Suzuchi Vetuna, Tongmanyi, you know, Nandas, Gawaya, you know, just... When you think about emptiness, there's like ongoing joy in your heart. So then there's that joy, ongoing joy, because of that joy, that people have goosebumps, tears. Rabdu Gawali Chime means, that is goosebumps. So that means you clearly have the seed. You have clearly have seed or karma. Oh, strong karma or seeds, oh, from the previous life. Tell absorb the Sanjalo yesterday. So, if you're carrying very karmic connection or very karmic, the very strong seed about emptiness, tell absorb the Sanjalo yesterday. So, there's the proper vessel for emptiness, the proper vessel of emptiness. If you see something like that, then you must pour that, no, emptiness, emptiness is the condition. You must pour that, you know, into that vessel, because that's proper vessel, so. Proper vessel, not the purple, not the color purple. Proper vessel, proper? Am I pronouncing correctly? Proper? Purple. Purple. Purple vessels, yeah. like that, you know, when you say, somebody say, emptiness, bodhicitta, like some kind of expressions, you know, not just, no. So that's called experiential understanding, okay? In Yurginyowa. Experiential understanding, oh? In the Yabatron Bashin, the Lamin, the Shebe, Tumu Mayembe, Kode, Tamjiz, Tawalungi, Chilu, Tans, oh? This is kind of importance here, like, top of that, no? Knowing how to define self, knowing that, knowing what is, you know, what went wrong, because all these complications, what's the root of self-grasping mind, how you define self-grasping mind, that is mistaken idea about self, you know, not knowing about something that we are grabbing very tightly on, not that exists, no? Not having clear answer, and don't know how to overcome from there, you know, so the wisdom, realizing emptiness, not knowing that as an antidote, and not knowing how to develop that wisdom, means not knowing how to meditate on emptiness, no? This is very important. Otherwise, the people say, okay, I'm just sit there, I just visualize, you know, I'm not sure, like some, it's all kind of things people say, you know, like sometimes people, they feel like they're sitting in their ear become bigger, because so big they're sitting in the ear. Is that emptiness? That's not how you meditate on emptiness. So, so it's very important, including myself, need to learn how to meditate on emptiness. There's clear instructions given by Nagarjuna or Dharmakirti, or very clear instructions, so. Then top of that, then from the highest yoga tantra, they hit the lamination, the tumum, and the cordetam, the tower, Lugishilutans. Samsara and Nirvana, oh? Tawa, root of that, root of Samsara and Nirvana. Nirvana means moksha, liberation system. Tawa Lugishilu. To have to understand how this, you know, like energy, energy. See, it's like root, is energy is the root of all this, you know, root of Nirvana, root of Samsara, it's energy. So where you find that in high yoga tantra teachings. In order to cut the root of the samsara, here it says, in order to cut the root of the samsara, Kunto is like from thought, our thoughts. Kunto, our conceptual thoughts. You know, everything we look, everything we see, we have thought. Everything we see, we have thought, we have ideas, all of them, all kinds of things, you know. Look here, we have thought, and look at somebody, we have different thought, you know. Looking at different people, we have different thought. It's not same thought. We don't have same thought, we have different thought. according to different object, different thought. So, that's called, thought or conceptual thought. Every thought that comes with energy, right? According to Vajrayana's teaching, every thought comes with energy. Both energy needs to dissolve in order to cut the root of the samsara. Those energy needs to dissolve. Kundo yojeje lungi juwa, kundo yojeje lungi juwa se, cheba le, tamje cheba, tobje che lungi tulu se ho. Dissolve or maybe, cut. So lungi juwa che, kundo yojeje lungi juwa cheba le, or dissolve them or cut them, the function of the energies that comes with all this thought. Every thought comes with energy, all those energy, comes, energy has function. Or dissolve all this, thought. Or dissolve those energy, or cut the function of the energies. So then, there's new kind of energy will develop. Means new kind of thought. There will be no energy. If there's no thought, there will be no energy. Thought and energy, they go together. If there's no thought, there will be no energy. cutting or dissolving those energies, or those old energies. So then from there, there's new set of energy will develop. Then that energy will lead you to the highest, great bliss, that's also then, that's how to achieve enlightenment, no? Tiye tole deje chugu Dublus, you know. So then from that energy, and you will, that energy, new set of energy, will you lead you to, four kayas of enlightened beings, Dharmakaya, Nirmohakaya, Sambhukaya, they will lead, you know, Tietule, Dijichuku, Dublus, Sheb Gube, Sobara, Sheb Gube, Tudini, Jesus, and Jesuji, or Pasan, Jesuji, so she knew between his, so the detailed explanation of this, you know, is in the Gya Samacha Tantra, which has 32 deities, Gya Samacha Tantra. So the Jesus knew so much about someone, the Tashiji knew between his, part of the Sushi Nandi, to the Shiva. So now, you know, it's very, very complicated, part of Sushi. To study four classic of Tantra, particularly the highest yoga Tantra, then not within the highest yoga Tantra, there are Gya Samaja, Chakra Sambhava, Hiruga Chakra Sambhava, Yamintaka, particularly the Gya Samaja Tantra. Gya Samaja Tantra. So, Lama Chukku Tawani, Nasu Masi, Shishin Dorin Yasun Des, Kondo Tansimba, Tanduji Chabali, Sawa Sunjis, also Diamond Kartra Sutra, and also, Diamond Kartra Sutra also explained that, Diamond Kartra Sutra, Tia Dodi Momusu Mata Roji, So to Jay Vesava, Java Vesava, no, this is the highest, one of the very, who is Java Vesava, one of the Lama Tsongkhapa of the main disciple, Java Vesava, you know, achieve enlightenment within very dislike. So one of the Lama Tsongkhapa main disciples, so I think Lama's 165 or 64 of Lama Tsongkhapa disciple managed to achieve enlightenment in this very lifetime. Java Vesava is one of them. Sometimes people call Vesava Nyombab, you know, like crazy Vesava, you know, he just people probably think that he's crazy, but actually, people who think that he's crazy, they are the crazy, not him. He's not crazy. No, he's free from crazy. He's here. He's free from crazy? Craziness? Huh? Craziness? Yeah, he is free from craziness. The people who think he's crazy, turns out they are the one who's really crazy, not him. He's free from the craziness. So. you know, when you see emptiness, there's nothing to take seriously. You know, everything's like, as I mentioned before, you know, it's like illusions, and everything's like illusions, you know. There's nothing to take very seriously. So those people who don't take very seriously, they're probably appear as crazy, but actually they are not crazy. They are the one who knows. And people who are taking everything so seriously from the emptiness point of view, we are crazy. Not just crazy, crazy, very, very crazy. Chukka Dhanza, Pujin Vesava, anyway, Dhyava Vesava, Vesava Nyumbas, Vesava Chudrishya. Lame Chujuku Shyaba, the Ngedunche Lama Shyaba, Sung Ngedunche Lama, Ngedunche Lama Shyaya, Yanya Sungba, Di Rasa Minji, so. Pujin Dhyava Vesava, Lama Chujuku, so. Lama Chujuku, so. So, Vesava, the one who probably said it, Lama Dharmakaya, and it's what he's saying here, the Lama who wrote this commentary, he's quoting from the different texts, saying, Java Vesava didn't just make this up by himself, no. The reason he said, Ngedunche Lama, ultimate Lama or Lama Dharmakaya, same meaning. Seva Yasuma de Rasa Seva means he said he didn't make it up. Java Niji Dojuna Sumi training this, he's saying this is what Shakyamuni Buddha said. in the sutra. So that he's quoting that, you know, like Pajapavita Sutra, Shijing Dolis. He's quoting the Pajapavita Sutra. Ramjor, that's Ananda. Ramjor is the ceremony Buddha's attendant. Ramjor, so mainly, you know, many of the sutra are called Ramjor. When you say Ramjor, that's Tibetan name for Ananda, or Ananda, ceremony Buddha's attendant, Ramjor. People asking him to ask Buddha, or maybe somebody he asks, you know, because people are kind of shy to ask, and he asks on their behalf, he asks, even though he doesn't have questions, but he asks on the behalf of other people, but no, doesn't mean he don't know, he do knows. Ramjoje, Shalaji Pardoshemba Ni, Chajasemba Samaji Mugishna Rivacha was, Chajamuni Buddha is telling Ananda, Panchaparamitra is the guru of all the Bodhisattvas, great Bodhisattvas. He's saying Panchaparamitra, he's not saying I am the guru of all the Bodhisattvas, he's not saying that. Chajamuni Buddha is not saying I am the guru of all the Bodhisattvas, he's not saying that. What he's saying Panchaparamitra. Panchaparamitra refers to emptiness. Emptiness. No? Panchaparamita, he's saying, Ananda, Panchaparamita is the Lama or Guru of the great Bodhisattvas. So, Ramjo Pardashimba, Trubu, Pardashimba, Trubu, Tamji, Ni, Chajasimba, he's saying, and now he's elaborating a little bit, he's saying, six paramita are the Guru or Lama of the Ananda, what you need to understand, you need to understand the six paramita is the guru or lama. Then he's saying, oh, six paramita are the Buddhas. He's not saying I am the Buddha. He's not saying that. He's saying six paramita, they are the Buddhas. See, Padashimbatuni lama, he says six paramita are the path. Six paramita are the Buddhas, six paramita are the path. Now, six paramita are the lights. Light? Another, six paramita are the illuminations, you know. Then he's saying six paramita are the lights. See, Lama Tsongkhapa Mantra, not here, that, I'm just adding up, they're not here. So, Chapter Sonoma said, no, Lama Tsongkhapa Mantra is not just sound, it is Lama Tsongkhapa. Oh, then it's feeling kind of like, feel good, you know, because like, feel like they're having direct connection with Lama Tsongkhapa, when you say Lama Tsongkhapa Mantra, you know. Quite amazing that, you know, that I learned how to recite Lama Tsongkhapa Mantra, then I can say it correctly. So that's quite amazing, you know. So then you feel kind of like, feel important, feel like, say, accomplishing something, you know. When you say Lama Tsongkhapa Mantra, you feel like you are accomplishing something, you are connecting with something very, very important, you know.
Could we go, when you were talking about thought and energy, is there a chance we could, and you said no thought, no, I don't know if I understood you correctly, but you said you want to, the energy needs to dissolve or to cut, the energy of thought. You know, the function of energy, it comes with all these thoughts, dissolve or cut, and that's...
Energy needs to dissolve, the function of the energy needs to cut.
Cut. Okay. The function, and then you said no thought, no energy, right? If there's no thought...
No, he didn't say, I said that, no, so I said, yeah, usually that's the, you know, what I'm teaching, no thought, no energy.
Okay. But then you said, then there's a new set of energy will lead you to great bliss.
Then after that, when you cut or dissolve all the, like, conceptual, all this, you know, like, unuseful thought and energy, when you dissolve or the cut the function of those unuseful energies, you know, function of energies, then you develop new set of energies, means you develop new set of mind, or basically wisdom. So that energy really will lead you to enlightenment.
Okay, because I was I was thinking there was no energy.
But at the same time, you know, so like detailed explanation of that is no. So in the Gya Samacha Tantra, so that's no.
Well, but thank you for that.
Good to pray. Yeah, good to make wish. You know, so one someday, you know, I will be able to practice it. Yeah, then you know, it's good to make wish.
Thank you.
Alright, then Pardashimba Tuni, or the six parameters are the illumination. Six parameters are the light. Pardashimba Tuni, now what is the Dakar? What's the difference between ray and illuminations? Ray. Sun ray, sunlight. What's the difference between sun ray, sunlight?
It's like a single.
A ray is like single?
Yeah, a single ray of light.
Oh. So light, sunlight is big.
The whole thing.
Okay. So then like six parameters are the, how is it, what's illuminations? What's the difference between illumination and light? No difference? Yeah. So the six parameters are the lights, and six parameters are the, how is the, six parameters are, there is a difference between illumination and light, there's no difference. There's something that lights, what's that?
Maybe they illuminate.
Which illuminate, which?
The sun illuminates.
I was saying maybe the six illuminate, they make the light.
Yeah, six parameters are the illuminations. Make sense?
Yeah, they're like the lamp that illuminates.
Yeah. Then also six parameters are the light, six parameters are the lamp that illuminates.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of things. Nava is no. So then it's saying again, six parameters are the ray. Ray of light. Ray of light or ray?
Ray of light.
Mm-hmm.
Or light rays.
Light rays, or ray of light. Or, oh yeah, so anyway. So that's your problem, son. That's English language problem, not my problem. English language problem. It's not Tibetan language problem. Where was it? Pardashimba Tuni, Chobaos. Six parameters are the savior. Savior? Oh. Six parameters are the refuge. Refuge? Six parameters are the, like, where you live. What is it? Six parameters are house. Are house or I'm not sure.
Home.
Home, better say home, yeah, thank you. Six parameters are the home, so. Only, suppose you're to Neso. Pardashiva Tuni, Punyeto, so. Six parameters are the friend, or defender, friend. Pardashiva Tuni, Lingos. Six parameters are the island, where you can enjoy, have nice vacations, island. Pardashimba Tuni mouse, six parameters are the mothers. Six parameters are the fathers. Pardashimba Tuni shebata, tobata. Lanam mayada basanju, Pardashimba Tuni shebata, tobata. Lanam mayada basanju, chanju, tundu, nebujiba. Six parameters is something that needs to be understood. Something that needs to be actualized or realized. Something that needs to be recognized, not realized. Recognized? to realize. That's not correct English. Something that needs to be realized. Is it correct English?
Yes.
Oh, something. The six parameters are something that needs to be understood, or needs to be realized. Something that, you know, you live, something that, you know, something that's important for one's own enlightenment. Enlightenment. Oh, therefore, it's like home, it's like your friend, it's your mother, your father, it's like, you know, everything. So, like that. So that's like Yongzhi Hijian is quoting the sutras, sutra quoting the begging up. The begging up, back up. Begging up, how is it? Supporting.
Back
up. No, not begging up. Back up, like a Dawa-Vesava statement on, like, ultimate guru, okay? Oh, yeah. Sherab Shijin Yoli Luji, Kungang, Dona Siddha Shijin, Tumba, Ngayi Mata Shepard, Mata Shepard, Mata Shepard. Then again, another sutras. Kungao, oh. So there's two names. Kungao means like Ramjor. Same, one person who called Ramjor, son of Kungao, that's like name, Kungao. I think he's like Shaitama Buddha's nephew, one of his nephew. Kungao. Kungao is like very charming, you know, everybody likes. Someone who everybody likes, the queen is all likes that person called Kungao, that name, Kungao. Donna Chichi Temba Gai Ma Sashabhita Mayanus. Likewise, I am your, guidance. Likewise, six parameter, pancha parameter is all your, you know, your guidance, so. Debo shi jin namba tanji shi vilan ma yal dhamma dhamma ma zhe landu shi haba shi vatu ya namba dhamma dhamma tanji so. It's not just when you perfect yourself into like generosity, ethic, patience, concentration, so effort, joyful effort, then you know, wisdom. So then you like now enlightened, but way before, oh, generosity is the practice of six profession is my, you know, guidance, my, you know, my guru, my lama. See, landi je pada jimbo tuja lama da tumba tawate deta la nangi yonzi she paji shulun lande yonzi taso so. There's one particular text that we start in the monastery called Jorlam, like, no, Jorlam usually means there's like path of preparation, so Jorlam, called text called Jorlam. So in that text, it talks about internal guru or external guru. The internal guru, that's what it's talking about, internal guru. Your practice, your positive thought, all the good thought, all your good thought is your lama. All the positive thought that you have, that's your lama. Your compassion, your patience, your generosity, your concentrations, your understanding of emptiness, that's your lama. That's the ultimate lama. Nangi yongzhi shiyongzhi. Then they said, oh, you are Lama, you are deity, you are protector, you are Dhaka, you are Dakini. That's all what it means, like, to refer to the ultimate Lama. Third of the day, he was with that. They said, Seeing that all this, you know, like the thought and the energies, the detail of those, you know, detail, clear understanding of that is, you know, Lama is saying is quite difficult, you know, quite difficult. Shindu, Tabakaji, Madonna, Lama is Lama, so many years, so. Tona Shindu, Teche, Wazanza, Jide, Ningbe, Te, Tatu, Yinde, Tajaba, Shiguna, Le Mung, Dada, Yinde, Jide, Jaba, Taja, Lama, Lama, Tanda. He says, whatever he's explaining here, he says, he's just imitating after his Lama, you know, so he says, even he himself doesn't have very clear understanding. I basically like, it's like, how you say, being modest, doesn't mean he don't know, but he do know, you know, otherwise he will not talk about this subject. Rangdavji, Savenne did a Chabakala Nisa. But basically he's saying that in order to have all this clarity, we have to rely on someone else, otherwise just reading. So, and then also, you know, I think, yeah, it's very true that you have to have karma. See, like, I myself, I can read Tibetan quite well, you know, so I can read. So that's my advantage, you know, compared to you, I can read all these things in Tibetan. But somehow, you have to have will, you have to have, like, say, karma, you know. Even though you know all the texts there, but somehow there you have no desire to read. You know, so it's not like, Yeah, of course, these are knowledge. If you put your mind into those texts, you can learn. It's not like something you cannot learn. You can learn. But the details is saying you have to rely on someone else, you know, to explain. Someone has to explain. Otherwise, all the term, the very new, so how you probably get a lot of confusion of the term. I think that you have to have karma, because as saying, even though it's all in Tibetan, you don't need to translate, you can read Tibetan, but somehow there's no will to read. Then there's probably no karma, no? Because there are people there who knows where the texts are, knows how to find the text, but there's no will to read. When you read, no. When you watch TV, like wide awake. When I start to focus, sometimes difficult text, no, after 5 minutes, didn't do it. Then when you think about the meaning of text, yeah, then your head has already go down. So I think there's karma, have to have karma. It's not just, no, okay. Oh, some of you may think, oh, if I can read Tibetan, I will definitely read. That might be true. No, so some of, if you think, okay, if I can read Tibetan, I'm eager to read all these texts. So when you can read Tibetan, you know, it's kind of sometimes, you know, it's like, People, like some people, they know how to practice, they don't do practice. And people don't know how to practice, they practice quite a bit, but it's kind of, I'm not sure, like, Anyway, so, I think eventually you have to have karma, you know, I think you have to have karma. You have to feel connections. Otherwise, you know, of course there are many books that, you know, I probably feel the same thing. Or if I can read English properly, I will read this book and that book. So if I'm the one of the native speakers of English language, maybe I may not read those texts, no? Maybe no interest, no? Same. So anyway, so this, what I'm saying is that you don't have to feel bad, because even though somebody who can read Tibetan, know the text, where to find the text, but there's no will to read. Okay, and in the back of the mind, think, oh, one day I'm going to read, you know, so then probably 360 days pass like that, one day I'm going to read, that day never comes. So then probably 360 days will pass, regretting, oh, I haven't, why I didn't read that, no. So then, that's how our life is going to end sometime, some point. So we do now, you know, what we can do now, we do what we can, instead of thinking, so we do what we can do now, you know, something that we can do it well. So of course, you know, you can read, you know, if you have interest, you can read. So probably that will probably motivate me to read some more. Because so far nobody's, you know, really like, in the monastery you have to read, because somebody challenging you, somebody asking you questions, you know, in front of 1,000 people. Yeah, you can't be just sit around, you know, not read. If you want to participate in debate quota, you have to read. Because you have to understand that people are going to ask all kinds of questions. And you are sitting in front of 1,000 people, and somebody asks, what's the definition of eye consciousness? You can just look around and, you know, like that. You know, so then you are going to be kicked out of the class. That's the easiest question. What's the definition of eye consciousness? That's the easiest question you can be ever been asked in the monastery. So there are all kinds of, you know, like not just one person, there's like 20 people standing up. They all have asking you something, all kinds of things. You know, you have to read. So now all the examination is finished, pretty much. Everything is done. So now there's kind of intellectually kind of done according to the system. System actually is not done, but you know, according to the system is done, all the education is done. But the reality is nothing is done. So, but you know, there's no ways to read. So anyway, so... No. My point is, you have to have karma. You know, okay, doesn't matter if everything is in English, you may not read. No, if everything is Tibetan, no, Tibetan people no may read. You have to have karma. No, not just knowing the language. It's going to, it makes it easier, but you know, that's not enough. Finish this good. So now, our time is now over. So, So he's saying, you know, like he himself, you know, not know much about those, you know, like the teachings. He just, you know, mumbling few words here and there because of his lamas, you know. The lamas, or imitating his lamas, or he hasn't had much to offer. So therefore he's saying it's very, very important to study, particularly, like, Gyatso Machi Tantra, Trungpa Lama Tsongkhapa is a good read. That's what I see. Toge Rigwala Kepa Tsamji Chaje Tsamji Shepa Minyuji Lama Tantra Kali Kona Rale Basundi. So he's saying mainly when it's come down to the last part of the study, like Haizhiwa Tantra, that one has to rely on Lama, heavily rely on Lama for guidance, instructions, explanations. So you can't just simply read text because it's available in Tibetan. You can just read and hoping that you're going to understand everything. Probably that's not true. Maybe that's why I'm not reading much. So most of the teachers passed away. Most of my teachers gone. It's passed away. Now Kyeso Rinpoche is the only one. Lama Zopa Rinpoche was my teacher. It's very later. You know, I finished all my study in America, you know. So the monastery, only one teacher out of like 7 or 9, all of them are gone. So, really, nobody should ask, you know, if like, there's only... Yeah, some point that you are going to be like chick, you know, without mother. That, you know, just, you know, don't know how to fly and just try to figure out how to eat food, how to fly, what to do. It's going to be like that because all the masters, you know, that's gone. Anyway, so that doesn't mean that not to study. Of course, we have to study, but having clear understanding that, you know, require teachers is important, plays an important role. But, you know, some here, there, you know, they're saying detailed explanation of those, everything that I said about energy and winds, that, you know, teachers very important, you know, very important, you know. So, okay, I'm going to stop here. So, even in the monastery, we have many, many great masters, you know. I didn't receive teaching from many of them. Not because they are not there. They are there, you know. I'm there, they are there, you know. But somehow, there's no karmic connections, you know. See? There's some of the very great teachers, you know, that I was 16, 14, I don't know what I'm doing, you know, 14, 13, 16, you know, like, and then when I become very deep into study, and most of those teachers is really, really old. Then particularly when I went to junior college, studying the standard texts, most of them are gone. Most of them are gone. Then, you know, you can ask questions. Then kind of like I say reluctant to accept new teachers, even though they are masters, so doesn't feel like to accept someone else. You know, it's not easy. You know, accepting somebody as your guru, that's big things. You know, you don't feel like now it's kind of late. You know, like. Not even though they are masters, don't feel like to accept somebody, you know, as a teacher, you know. So then all the teaching, you know, because of lack of the modern technology is not very good. There's no tape record. You know, most of them are lost. There's, you know, when the person is gone, everything's gone. There's no record. And some of them, there are some the recording teachings, but the quality is so poor you can hardly hear. Because at that time, only like my monastery, like only one monk has tape record to record. That's all. That's it. Only one monk has no record tape record to record things. So there are some record teachings that are recorded. But, you know, like, quality is very not good. So anyway, so that's part of the karma. So there's nothing you can do. That's part of the karma. So then next Wednesday, maybe, still the number 53. We'll start. It's not 53.
What's the Tibetan page number?
Okay. Tibetan. Yeah, that's important too. I'll also write it down.
Can I ask a question? A quick question.
Yeah, sure.
This part about
the six paramitas.
Cool.
It's very poetic. Are the savior, are the refuge, are the home.
Yeah.
Is this from the commentator? Is that original teaching from this commentator, or is he referring back to something else, like a sutra?
Wonderful, very good. That's from the Panchaparamita Sutra. Panchaparamita Sutra. So the Lama is quoting the sutras. It's been in the sutra. Prabhu Shakyamuni Buddha said that. Huh?
In the gold book, if you'll turn to page 235, read the general dedication prayers, 235 in the gold book. Let's turn to page 244 and 245. Let's chant the short, long life prayers. Gandhi dawe korwe shinkam de tendan dewa malu shun wene chere zigwan tenzing gyatsoi shape site bardu tenju chi jonu ie nalang wang shotu awatare tsembara sopa lo sangye we deton le fao shok shasya gengyu lama sowa de Tu tu chan jin jang gung ge wei ten zin kyong pe wei kun tu dok po tse chok sum kur wei le mun tu du pa dok so du she kun du jab ten shok Om Taritu Taritu Re So Ha 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha Om tare tu re so ha